It's time for our monthly visit with UNC Health Pardee. Today we have Dr. Joel Callahan, board-certified neurologist and chief of staff at UNC Health Pardee. Dr. Callahan, thank you so much for being back with us again here today. So November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and so you're here to talk to us a little bit about ultimately a promising new treatment.
Yes. And thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah. So,
Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of degenerative dementia in the world. And currently it affects about 6 million Americans. And with our aging population, it's projected to affect about 14 million Americans by the year 2060. And when we talk about dementia, you're talking about memory problems that occur that interfere with the ability of people to take care of themselves.
Sure.
So they have difficulty getting dressed, difficulty making a meal, paying their bills, doing daily tasks, those types of things. So it's not just memory problems, but it's memory problems to that extent where it starts to interfere with those activities.
Sure. So you can have dementia, but not necessarily suffer from Alzheimer's.
Exactly. So dementia is that syndrome where the memory is impacted to that degree.
Uh-huh.
Alzheimer's disease is one cause of that.
Okay.
So there are other diseases that cause dementia as well. Muhammad Ali is a famous example of that because he had something called dementia pugilistica, or boxer syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And so his dementia was more due to repeated brain injury or, you know, the stuff that we're seeing in the NFL these days.
Sure.
So that's just one other example of a type of dementia that's not Alzheimer's disease.
Ah, interesting. So, Alzheimer's itself is a very cruel and awful disease, and not just for the person suffering from it, but for family members and friends and so forth. So you actually have some potential promising news for us about some new treatments?
We do. So dementia, Alzheimer's disease in particular, has been a very elusive diagnosis to treat. We've had some medicines on the market for about 20 plus years that have given us some ways of helping to manage the symptoms, but they've not been anything that really slows the progression of the disease, and there's certainly no cure even today. But now we have some new promising therapies that have come on the market in the past couple of years that allow us to target some of the pathology specifically related to Alzheimer's disease.
So can you dial that down a little further for us and get a little more specific about these opportunities?
Yeah. So, and when we talk about degenerative dementias, you're talking about changes that take place in people's brains as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that has to do with change in the structure of the brain. So in Alzheimer's disease in particular, there's these proteins that start to change shape and modulate other proteins that cause the disease initially, and then those protein changes escalate and spread throughout the brain, leading to more and more cognitive problems as you get more advanced with the disease.
Okay.
And so those two proteins are we call them amyloid, and there's another one called tau. And so the new medicines that we have for treating this are targeting those particular proteins.
Okay. Are these offered to anyone who is suffering from Alzheimer's, or is there certain criteria that one has to meet for this?
Well, because Alzheimer's has a particular type of protein pathology that goes along with it, we now have biomarkers that you can find typically in the spinal fluid, but some types of highly advanced scans can pick up these amyloid and tau proteins in brain tissue. And so if you have a biomarker that tells you that you have those protein changes, that is enough to give you a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. And because the new medicines we have target those proteins, then any patient that has a positive biomarker for Alzheimer's disease would be a candidate for treatment.
Explain to us a little bit more about how these treatments actually work.
Well, so these treatments, again, target these proteins that you see in Alzheimer's disease. And the theory is that these proteins changing shape are the actual cause of the disease, not some sort of byproduct of it. And that's been a model for Alzheimer's treatment for some time. So we finally have medicines that target those proteins. And the way they do that is you give an infusion. Some of these, the medicines approved on the market now is called lecanemab, and that particular medicine is given every 2 weeks. And you give patients these infusions, and these antibodies that are in the infusion target those proteins and help remove amyloid from the brain. And so you're pulling out this protein that we feel like is a major part of the pathology cascade in Alzheimer's disease. The problem with that is that as you're pulling out these proteins and changing the matrix, so to speak, of the brain, then there are some potential risks. And most of those are related to either swelling in the brain or bleeding in the brain. So anybody that would be a candidate for this treatment based on their biomarker would have to be talked about their risk of some sort of adverse effect of the medicine, such as bleeding or swelling. And there are ways that we can stratify those risks based on certain parts of the medical history, including stroke, being on blood thinners, and those types of things.
Wow. Interesting. Thank goodness there are people like you that are that are doing this type of work. Because just as we said, Alzheimer's is an awful, awful, very, very cruel disease. So knowing that there are some potentially positive treatments, it's great to know. Dr. Joel Callahan, board-certified neurologist, chief of staff of UNC Health Pardee, thank you so much for your time and for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark.
And once again, as November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, we certainly appreciate hearing what is happening right now on the Alzheimer's front. By the way, if you would like to learn more about these treatments that we've talked about for Alzheimer's disease, make sure you talk with your neurologist. If you need to find a neurologist, it's very simple. Visit pardeehospital.org.